It's 8 to 10, Sky Sports Radio. Joe Pryde, I reckon, will be looking at those Melbourne races too. Morning, Joe.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
The border muscle is obviously back in work.
He is, yeah. Yeah, he's going along really nicely. So very happy with the veteran.
Yeah, how old's he now? What, is he 8, isn't he?
He's about to turn 9, isn't he? Yeah, about to turn 9. So, yep.
And still bouncing around like a young 2-year-old?
He is. He sure is, yeah. He's got plenty of energy. And he's been a bit of a marvel, and he's managed to last a lot of racing. He didn't start till he was 3, but to be around for that long at that level is quite an achievement.
Now, obviously, you'd like to get a run, I imagine, in a race like the Everest. There are opportunities if you head to Melbourne now, which opens the door right up, doesn't it?
Yeah, we won the race last year, the Scalacci. He was actually on the same day as Everest last year, from memory, so they're obviously going to shuffle it around a little bit. It's a track that really suits in Caulfield. At the stage of his life, I'm not sure if he wants to be taking on the very best, and what I've done with him over the past couple of seasons is try and place him quite smartly in terms of meeting the better opposition under our terms. And last year he beat Voodoo Lad, Brave Smash, Santa Ana Lane, all sort of warming up for the Everest. Whereas I sort of took my bloke down there, in peak fitness, and he was able to knock off another 4 group races this year. He beat Redzell at Randwick. So he can beat all the good ones, but he needs to do it on his terms.
Yeah. Now, you've got some nice runners in today, and let's have a quick look at yours. You have got, in the 5th, the toppy there, in the Cap Fever, last start winner.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, really consistent horse, sort of up until that point. One bad run this prep on a heavy track where he got in behind him at the Kensington track. All his other runs have been at a really consistent level. Obviously, pays the price for winning a Saturday race to come back to a midweek and goes up 7 kilos. But a super competitive horse and a horse who really appreciates racing around Warwick Farm.
Right, you've got the lightly raced 4-year-old. Well, he's rising 5 now on Universe. Very consistent. Why is he lightly raced? Did he have any issues?
No. A few mental issues. he's quirky. And early on, just a really immature type. We couldn't push him off to going to the races because he wouldn't have coped with it, both mentally and physically. But patience has sort of got us to this point now, and he's rewarding us because he's a really consistent horse and a super competitive one at that. So it's time for him to come to town now. He's won the 3 races out of town, and see this as a nice stepping stone for him today.
And I notice you've stuck with Andrew Banks. He's been on him in his races and trials of late. And the old story, when they were winning combination, why break it up?
Yeah, that's right. No, he understands the horse really well. And, happy to have sort of Andrew do the steering, and hopefully he can chalk up another victory for us today.
Well, Mick Bennett tipped him as one he really liked. At each way, he's about $12 or something. He said really liked him.
Yeah, you wouldn't get a more consistent horse. He's got speed. He puts himself up amongst the leaders all the time. And you know, there's not too many hard luck stories with horses that can do that.
Well, good luck today, Joe, and good luck with Ball of Muscle. He's just a ripper, isn't he? That whole family.
Yeah, no, they've been fantastic to me. They're my second family, so been a pleasure to have so many horses out of the one family and have such success.
Yeah.